In local news, the CDC's COVID dashboard for the week ending on September 14th shows almost 5% of the deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID, the third highest level of six groups, and increased since last week. Emergency department visits for COVID-19 are low in North Carolina, between 2 to 3% of all visits, and a moderate decrease since last week. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson counties wastewater data on the North Carolina COVID dashboard for the week ending on September 11th shows the number of viral gene copies in each water sample is between 80 to 100%, the highest level of five groups. The 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample is between 1 to 9%, the lowest level of three groups with a positive rate of change. Vaccine protection wanes over time, and newer variants evolve to evade the body's defenses. Persons in high-risk groups ages 65 and older with chronic health conditions and weakened immune systems are more likely to develop severe illness. At-risk people can be protected by staying home when not feeling well and keeping current with vaccination. Americans will be able to order up to 4 COVID tests at covidtest.gov in a week. The new COVID vaccine is available for currently circulating strains. It is recommended for everyone 6 months and older. The timing is optimal to protect against getting severely ill during the winter surge of respiratory infections. Check with local pharmacies for availability.